Every time it rains, I think of you. And that's the time I feel so blue. When the rain starts to fall, my love comes tumbling down, and it's raining teardrops from my eyes.
That's Cheryl McCallum along with David Nels. Miss Rhythm, the Legend of Ruth Brown, which is taking place at the Garner Galleria through October 15th. And they are our guest in the studio. Yay. Welcome back. Good to have you back
thank
here.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's good to see you. How are things going? How's the show going?
It's going really well.
Good,
we're having such a good time.
Uh-huh.
Not only telling the story, but just having a good time doing the show.
Uh-huh.
It's so much fun. It's a roller coaster. You get on and you ride till you get off. But it's really amazing, and the response has been so well. David, you want to jump in?
Well, yeah, you know, it's really fun because it feels like what we're doing is replicating what Ruth was doing back in the day. And people are having a good old time. It's a real jam at times. You know, we're telling the story, and Cheryl has a lot to talk about because it is a play, too.
Yeah.
But we do have these opportunities to really dig in.
Wow. That's...
Before Cardi B, okay, before Aretha, before Tina, before Etta, Miss Rhythm was doing it. She was the bold out there. Let me tell you all my story. Personality in R&B music. It was Ruth Brown.
Yes. It's just so amazing just doing the research and going back and looking at what she did, who she was, the personality that she had on stage. I mean, she'd let you have it.
Yeah.
She really...
sassy.
Sassy.
Yeah.
You know, and it got... Going back to what Bonnie Raitt said, you know, her singing was like sass and ache, you know. But it's such a joy just to do her show. But yeah, she was all of that. She was everybody's, you know.
I'm trying to envision you and David reading through her story, her book, Miss Rhythm, and you as a singer saying, What was it about her story that said, oh, I want to do this? Because you actually bring this story to life, and this is running through October 15th at the Denver Center.
Well, actually, David brought it to me.
Mm-hmm.
He's seen her several times in New York. And
well, you were 5 years old, man.
What, right?
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Hey, watch out. I saw her, too.
Yeah, right?
And met her.
Both when we were five.
Yes.
You know. Yeah. No, I was real lucky to have seen her like three different times.
Yeah.
And I actually met her a couple times.
Yeah.
And she was pretty... She left an indelible mark on me, man. She was it was awesome, and when you get to meet people like that, you take note of it because it was special.
Well, you know that she's known. This is the house that Ruth built, which is Atlantic Records.
Atlantic Records,
because 1950 with Teardrops from Your Eyes just kind of took off, right? And as if you really dig into the relationship between artists and specifically black artists in the 50s with record label moguls, the Erdogan brothers. I mean, if you saw Ray, you know all these different things, right, about labels and so forth.
Right.
But it doesn't always go so smoothly for the artist. Once you quit having those hit records, that's where you really find out how deep it is. And people don't realize that back in the day, people like Ruth Brown had to pay for their own touring.
Right.
They had to pay for all of these things that the label didn't pay for.
Exactly. And the thing is, they don't tell you until the end.
Yes.
You know, you ask for your royalties, and it's like, well, remember those sandwiches you ordered?
Ooh.
That came out of that. Remember... the sessions.
Yes.
You had to pay for that.
Oh, that's right, the recording sessions.
The recording sessions, they had to pay for that.
Mm.
The records were, you know, flimsy vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
So if, let's say, Denver needs 100 records.
Right.
Well, only 50 made it.
Right.
Because they got broken. So you have to pay for all 100.
Wow.
So all of that. And so by the time, and you trusted, and I think what I always keep reading, I read a little more of her book, or I just go back to it almost every week. And I just read something else, and it's like I think someone asked her, why didn't you know or something? She said, you trusted these people.
Yeah.
So there was a trust factor that
you had.
And then you didn't realize it until the end that you got the shaft.
Right.
Oh, man.
And it's interesting, you met Ruth Brown on a couple of occasions, David. I met her as well and had an opportunity to spend some time with her because we did a show in Five Points with her a long time ago. And she was already on her comeback, not quite on the comeback trail. Before Hairspray, Bonnie Raitt
put her
on the tour, right? So she was still in what they used to call the old Chitlin' circuit.
Nice.
She was still struggling to get back after years and years. And the first thing she did when she came to Five Points was look around and see where that promoter was. Last time she was in town, to go, where's Leroy? I go, oh, Leroy, well, he passed away about a year ago. Still owes me $1,000.
I'll tell you.
You know? I said, well, sorry, Ruth. You know,
you ain't
sorry.
Gonna get enough.
But you know what? When she came back, man, she came back swinging because
she started that
Rhythm and Blues Foundation that helped so many people get those royalties back.
Yes, that is
a real feat.
Yeah.
And I, you know, we mentioned it in the show, and it, you think about that kind of energy that woman had.
Yeah. And what I like is old school memory. And when I say about old school memory is the fact that if you were fortunate enough to meet her and spend any little bit of time with her, she would never forget you.
David always talks about
I went out to L.A. to the Roosevelt Hotel to see her with a band. And she said, anytime you're in town, you're on my list somewhere, wherever I'm at. And I think a couple of years went by and I didn't have a ticket and went over there. And they called to the back. They go, oh, yeah, put that. I want to see that young man.
Yeah. Said,
okay.
Look, you cracked my head open last time we were here
because
she did that to me.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And, you know, I had met her before she had the stroke.
Right.
And it was at the Blue Note. And after her stroke, she was playing Le Jazzo Bar up on 88th Street in New York. And I went to see her, and, you know, she's hanging out afterwards. And I went up to her and said, you know, she was fantastic, by the way, after a stroke. Can you believe it? And she goes, I know you. And I was like, oh, no. I mean, you know, and she goes, Blue Note. And I was like, you've got to be kidding. And we were talking to her son, Ron, the other day.
Yes, Ron Jackson.
And he told this thing. I was like, she must have had the mind of, like, Einstein or something. Because he said there were times where she'd be like, oh, yeah, I remember you. You were wearing a red shirt, and you were in that concert, and you were at the second show. And
yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, who does that?
Boy.
The mind of Miss Rhythm.
I tell you. not to be messed with.
David Nels, musical director. Cheryl McCallum in the house playing Miss Rhythm. Ruth Brown on stage at the Garner Galleria at the Denver Center through October 15th. Your understudy is singing the national anthem today at the Rockies game.
Yes,
shout out your
Nicole
partner.
Nicole DeBrie.
Killer. Yes.
Yeah. She's amazing. And, you know, when we were in the process of, just because this is such a long run and that you have to have, you know, all of us have subs and understudy. Well, subs. Ben has subs. I have understudy. And she just, I mean, we know her from other shows and she's a joy and, you know, we're totally different, but still tell the story. So shout out to Nicole. Sing the anthem.
All right.
There you go.
Tickets for Miss Rhythm. We got a couple pairs because we just don't want anybody to miss this show while it's running at the Garner Galleria. The text line is 303-291-0666. These are vouchers, I think. We'll pick the date, but go ahead and let us know. What's the word for the phrase that pays?
Ruth.
text the word Ruth to 303-291-0666.
The phrase that pays.
Yes.
Huh?
You haven't heard that in a while.
All right. Dr. Chavis.
We'd love y'all to be our guests at Miss Rhythm, the legend of Ruth Brown at the Denver Center. It's called the Garner Galleria, and it's a great show running through October 15th. Cheryl McCallum, David Nels. Wow.
Hey,
thank you.
And we're coming. We're coming out to see the show.
Fabulous.
We haven't done it yet, but we got to get out there.
Wonderful.
Yeah,
wonderful.
It's a beautiful thing that you're doing, and I could just tell, even after all of these months and so forth, the passion and the joy. I mean, you just keep getting re-inspired.
Yes.
With, like you said, you go back to the book every little while.
Yeah, it's good. I just, you know, I always flip through the pages and definitely go back. And this show is just, it's just absolutely amazing. And it's even a little different. We brought in Kenny Moten as a director for this this go-round, and he just popped it off the page even more.
Good.
So
good.
We're excited.
Looking
we're
forward excited. To hearing and seeing.
And some Kuvo has already been there.
Yes, it was so good.
Yeah. That's great.
All right. Thank you so much, Cheryl and David. Good to see
a
you
pleasure.
Again.
Good to see you.
All right. Let's do some Ruth Brown. And I think, what did we choose there?
5, 10, 15
hours of your love on Kuvo Jazz.